You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. We are glad you are with us. It is going to be a full day, but it's also a day where we're going to diverge a little bit from the same breaking news we've had multiple days in a row and get into some things that I think you need to hear about your own state, for that matter. Folks, listen, it's going to be a wide-open day, though. But like the man just said, solid conservative, just plain right. Copper's running the board. Hey, Miss Copper.
Hello.
Hello to you. You doing all right today?
I am. It's Wednesday already, and it's crazy. I didn't think the news could get any crazier this week, but now there's Texas, so.
Well, there is Texas. Texas, that was a big story. I've got that one printed out right here. We will definitely talk Texas, but if you want to touch it right now, say what it was.
Oh, yes. They passed their heartbeat law, making abortion illegal past 6 weeks, and apparently also giving people the right to sue those who try or do get an abortion, and people are mad about it. I'm happy for it, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, if nothing else, too, that also gives you fodder for your show on Sunday. That's great.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, good deal. Well, you know, and that's one of the things that I guess I want to say today. You know, take heart, folks. There's good stuff actually happening. I know that the news cycle doesn't always portray it that way. In fact, you know, clickbait on the news is typically geared towards those things that frustrate or aggravate or put guilt or shame. And, you know, like AL.com, that website is like the death and destruction, the fatalism. It's all, everything is gloom. I don't know how they even stay in business. But I'm just going to tell you right now, it's not that way right now. And you do have room to laugh. All right, you do. And you do have room to go ahead, like I said, and take heart, because good stuff's happening left and right. I mean, just, and I'll tell you right now, too, just maybe here's the perspective to have. What if? And I'm going to expand on that. But I was what I would call a what-if kid when I was growing up. I was that kid who always looked at things and thought, what if I did it this way? Or what if I did this? What would happen? And it didn't always work out real well, I can just tell you. I mean, I can remember when I was a kid, I'm talking like preschool, we were stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas, and my dad came home one day, he was an Army officer, and he brought me the parachute for a flare. Well, it was a sizable flare, so it was, it was a sizable parachute, maybe about 3 or 4 feet in diameter. And I thought, well, what if I jump off those really high outdoor stairs outside of our quarters? What if it'll float to the ground? Well, I don't know how high it was, but I was like, 3 feet tall at the time. It felt like I was jumping off of a 10-story building. But I did it, man, and that did not work out very well, I'm just going to tell you. But what if? I remember my granddad teaching me to play horseshoes. So my granddaddy here in Huntsville, we were at his house. He put up a horseshoe, put the pins up on both ends of the yard and was teaching us how to play. And he was telling me, okay, here's how many points you get when you have a ringer, son, and here's how many points you get if one leans. And I'll never forget, I looked at him, I said, Granddaddy, what if I throw it and it lands and hangs right on top of the post and just hangs there? And he just looked at me and goes, well, boy, I guess you win the game. And that's just, but that's me. I was a what-if kid. Well, Alabama, I'll be honest with you, Alabama's a what-if state. And we don't always get it right, but a lot of times we do. And if you never ask what if, you never move. I mean, I've had some opportunities in my lifetime to live and work abroad, to see the inner workings of other states in this nation, and other nations for that matter. I have no trouble extolling the virtues of these United States. We live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and arguably in the history of the world, but I want to make clear that in the middle of my national pride, I also have a huge appreciation for the state of Alabama. These are my roots here. I love it here. We are an exceptional state comprised of exceptional people with exceptional natural beauty and resources. And I really see Alabama as a leader of states in the leader of nations. I tell a story a lot of times, and I think I've told it once on this show before, but I'll give you the brief version of it. In Afghanistan in 2002, I had a great conversation with an Afghan man right out on the outskirts of the coalition area of operations. He was amazed by the technology and the values and the freedom that I described to him in the land that I came from. And I'll never forget the look of wonder on his face when he heard about these things. And he said to me through my interpreter, in America, you have all the possibilities. And he was right. I don't take it for granted. I intend to make the most of it. And I tell folks often that in Alabama, we're turning those possibilities into realities. And I'm going to encourage you, go do a cursory internet search on Alabama's growing reputation. You'll find things you don't like, but you'll also find some amazing things that'll make you proud. Like just in the past few years, this state has become a world leader in the aerospace industry, the auto manufacturing industry, the shipping industry, just to name a few. Alabama lays claim to some of the greatest universities and research centers, not to mention the fact that, yes, we are the hub of all things in college athletics. Forbes magazine named Huntsville as one of the 10 smartest cities in the world. And a recently published study by a beverage distributor determined that Alabamians are the most honest state citizens in the nation. That's cool. Now, a major industrial development publication also named Alabama one of the top 5 states in which to do business. So you see, we're not only on the radar, we are one of the largest images on the screen. And I believe this is a direct reflection on the values of these citizens of this state. The majority of Alabamians are conservative, family-oriented, God-fearing, patriotic, hardworking, fiercely independent. And it's not just my opinion, though. A few years ago, Gallup, you know, the major polling organization, Gallup named Alabama as the most conservative state in the nation based upon a really comprehensive nationwide survey. And look around right now, too. Alabama's unemployment figures, while it's still hard to find some folks to go back to work, can't figure that out, Alabama's unemployment figures nonetheless have dropped through consistent application of hard conservative effort, making us one of the most successful states nationwide in the fight to climb out of the pandemic recession. So as the nation looks for direction and leadership, I believe that Alabama is going to continue to assert itself as an oasis of stability, an outpost of freedom, if you will. And every bit of what I just described began with a what-if moment. I mean, think about it. In the 1950s, the U.S. Army was actually considering selling off Redstone Arsenal. It was excess property. It was underutilized. They weren't using it. But Mr. Carl T. Jones and some others here in the community, they decided, wait. Maybe we can repurpose that ground. And they put together a plan. They proposed that perhaps this could become the site where the new rocket industry would be tested. Rockets? In Alabama? What if? Look how that worked out. In the early to mid-90s, there was discussion in state government down in Montgomery about the possibility of putting together a package to lure Mercedes to build a huge plant near Tuscaloosa. Mercedes, a major auto manufacturer in Alabama? What if? Well, look at us now. We are now considered the auto manufacturing mecca of the United States. Detroit is almost shut down on auto manufacturing, but here we are. What about UAB Medical Center and the research studies they do there? What if? About Muscle Shoals recording studios. All the major names in the recording industry for decades have recorded in this little bitty hole-in-the-wall studio in Muscle Shoals. What if? I'm going to tell you right now, my Afghan friend was right. We are a nation of great possibilities, but in Alabama, we are not content to rest on what is possible. We are forging our own reality. And you got to ask, what if? And step off that ledge. What have you been mulling around? What's stuck in your craw? What dreams have you got left that are still sitting on the table? What business have you thought about starting or election you thought about running for? The results might astound you. I mean, really. What if? And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, folks, what if? I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, the best stuff in life starts off with a what if. The best stuff. And the things that never happen start with a what if followed by no activity. Sometimes you got a what if and then step off that ledge. And like I said, the results may astound you. All right, folks. Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. You can also listen live online. Go to rightsideradio.org. Just click listen live. We'll be right back after this.